Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is November 10th, 2016, and it is 4:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Welcome to the Queen's Lair. This is our kind of laid-back podcast for Onyx Queen Media. I am your host, Renee Lowe, and I needed to take a break to get past the elections, the outcome of which we all know now. But I kind of wanted to give a little rundown. I've tried to take a break, but it was very hard. I was kind of sparring back and forth with people, as you can imagine, yesterday, which was a pretty big thing, people's Facebook timelines and Instagram timelines and Twitter timelines and all the different social medias were just on fire yesterday because everybody had an opinion. And of course, I have my opinion of the situation. I'm not surprised. I'm definitely not surprised. I'm actually surprised at how many people are surprised. And I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs of what I actually wrote on my Facebook page when I got to the point where I could really get my head together about everything. And I wrote, I said, "Why are people so surprised? That's my question. If you don't know the country you live in by now, that's sad. Putting laws into place so you can't call someone the N-word on the job or lynch them in a tree doesn't change a person's heart. People are who they are at the core, and no laws telling them that I can sit at the same lunch counter or drink from the same fountain is going to change that. You chose this, so deal with it. Those who didn't vote helped to make this happen as well, so deal with it. I have been saying onward, forward, because now we need to get out of this slump of shock and formulate a plan of real action. We now have a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. When will you stop flossing with your tax checks and giving them right back to big business the day after you get them? Invest in your local small business, communities, and people who are out here making a real difference. Immigration is on the line. The new SCOTUS is on the line. And a host of other scary topics being led by an individual that told you to your face, I'll keep you in suspense, when he was asked what his plan was. When you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. And you fell hard, America. Let's get to work on this collective economics, like our ancestors taught us. They knew this very well, and we did not listen. We even threw our Native Americans to the wolves in this country, among other deplorable acts. This was bound to happen. So don't act shocked. God is always in control, no matter what. But now it's time to think of ways to empower, enlighten, and engage. Things are serious right now. And even though 4 years may seem quick, Trump made it into office in half that time. Any suggestions? I'm open." So that was my post that I put up on social media, on my Facebook page on Wednesday, November 9th. I posted it at around 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's been about 20 hours or so since I put that post up. Since I put that post up, it has garnered a lot of likes and shares and people sparring back and forth in the comments. And, you know, it really has opened my eyes to where some people stand in their headspace and how they're reacting to these election results. I had many conversations with my mother, who is an immigrant. She is now a naturalized citizen as well as my dad. But they came here with zero, like literally nothing. But they just knew that there was opportunity here in America that was not in their home country of Jamaica at that time. We're talking early 1970s. So they came here not so much for the American dream, because I've actually had that conversation with both of them. And they said it wasn't so much the American dream. I never grew up that my parents came here for the American dream. I grew up that my parents came here to make a better life. They could make a way better salary to be able to take care of home, home meaning Jamaica. All through the years, I'm in my early 40s, all through the years, what we have done is we have worked and taken a percentage of what we made. Both of my parents are the oldest of five, okay? And so they come from large families. It's just my sister and I. We're a little bit smaller family. So we have always worked and given a portion of what we have worked for and sent it back home. So anybody from the islands, or if you have a family who is from Africa, especially from islands and I would say different countries in Africa, when we talk about sending money back home, that's what we're talking about. We're sending money back home, our families. You know, so any West Indians out there, or even if you're from Puerto Rico or Cuba or whatever, you know what it is to send money back home when you hear that phrase, okay? So that has always been the thing. We do have a couple of family homes, one of which my grandparents lived in, my mother's parents before they passed away. They are now both rental properties, but they still are within the family, and my uncle has his own house that he built outside of that. You know, so we have property, we have investments, and it's so important to keep up that property and investments. I can't even tell you. We know the value of what it means to really work hard. But one of the things that I said on my post when I was going back and forth in the comments with people is that I know for me, even though I was born in this country, my mentality and the way that I was raised was very much to make and have a life and build as much as possible, so that I can always take care of me and mine, you know, my family and that sort of thing. That's what I was raised on. My parents really never understood the entrepreneur route that I took. They get it now, but it took them a long time to get next to that. They were more of get yourself that good job that you can stay in, you know, and retire after 25, 30 years. That was kind of the thing. They both retired in their jobs. My dad was at his job, I think, for 27 years before he retired like 3 years ago. And my mom actually had two careers, one of which she was in, I think, for about 15 years or so, and then the second one almost for the same amount of time. So they definitely understood that dynamic of working, but there was always, my mother always had something else on the side. She sold Avon, she sold Mary Kay, she sold Tupperware. People remember Tupperware from back in the day. I mean, she was always on hustle mode. They owned their own home outright. It was a 30-year mortgage that they paid off in less than 20 years. They were serious about their business, and it wasn't about an American dream. I had to say that to somebody in my comments yesterday. This is not about American Dream. This is about taking care of our own. I have no problem doing business with big business, but feed home first. And this is where you were born, and this is where you were raised. And I had one individual say, well, that's the problem. This is not our home. I said, listen, I have love for both of my homes, actually three homes. I have love for Jamaica because that's truly the first home that I knew. I learned how to walk and everything there, start talking there, everything, even though I was born here in the States. I do have love for America because that's where I was born, and it's what I know. I have love for my motherland country of Africa. Absolutely. I know exactly where my ancestors are from within Africa. Africa is made up of many different countries, and I know where my ancestors are from. I've actually done the research on that. So I get it. I totally get it. But I'm not going to have anybody run me up out of anywhere. Especially as a small business. I, as a small business, black female business owner, I am part of the backbone of this country. So nobody's running me up out of nowhere. And I'm also not shucking and jiving for anybody either. That is the reason why I took it upon myself to say, okay, here are all these things laid in front of me as far as the 9-to-5 job. I had the big 9-to-5 job. I had all of that. Making six figures the whole nine. That's facts. But I didn't want to be a part of that quote-unquote regime, which truly is what has taken over right now. I didn't want to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of the change. So many people are afraid to move. They're so afraid to jump and take the chance. I wanted to be a little bit more control of my destiny, more than what my ancestors were, that was afforded to them, who came over by force. I am not in this delusional state. I'm about empowerment of our people. Yes, you are going to have to work with all sorts of people. You cannot alienate people like how the Trump organization has alienated people. He's going to get a rude awakening in his first 100 days. His first 100 days are going to be real telling. My dream team of what I have said in a blog post that I did recently, I would love to see Cory Booker come to the table. I want to see Michelle Obama, our first lady, stay in the game. I want to see Hillary back in the game. Van Jones, you can be our chief of staff. Bernie, come on back. Biden, come on back. Obama, come on back. Take a break, write your book, take a nap. I know it's been a long 8 years. Come on back. Put together a real coalition of people who are going to lead this country with integrity, class, and grace. That's what I would love to see. I'm not going to drag this out. I'm still trying to process all of this. Even though it's not a surprise, it's still very hurtful that we have put into office a person who is everything what we don't stand for. But maybe this is the mirror that we needed to show us deep down in our hearts who we may be at our very core. That's all I'm going to say. I probably will do a third installment this week because it's a whole lot going on. If you want to get in touch with us, it's www.onyxqueenmedia.com. This is Renee Lowe. You've been listening to The Queen's Lair. And if you want to email us, you can email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. We will talk in a couple of days. People, keep it easy. Don't let this shake you. We're going to be okay. Talk soon.